This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two on a Monday. This is Lock and Load coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. As an administrative note, it appears that a lot of names are going to have to change on Facebook. The Tank Funicello, the ninja scribe of Lock and Load, he just got a 7-day suspension for Facebook for posting a picture of a 1911. They go to my pages, of course, I will be suspended and taken out back and shot in the back of the head. So we're right now, Beth Baca, the ninja director, is working on trying to figure out where we need to go. If those of you that have gone to the Facebook page, if the Facebook page is taken down for X amount of time, then go straight to the web page and we will be addressing all things there. And that is Lock and Load Radio, lockandloadradio.com. Going to the phones, who's been waiting? He's been waiting patiently. Randall in Denver. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. I've been hoping to talk with you for a long time here. This is a former boatswain's mate from the USS Kalaloo.
So, what's on your mind? You want to talk Second Amendment stuff?
Yes, sir. I would like to put out to all of your listeners that if we want to do something better for our Second Amendment, we need to get a hold of our local gun groups, find the listings of all of those elected officials, most of them are Democrats, of course, who have voted against our Second Amendment and for more gun control. Find those names, put them on a list, put them in a PDF file, or find somebody who will get them a live link, like Sean Heron has, and the WeLikeShooting.com website.
Right.
And put it out and distribute it them as much as you can at gun shows, shooting ranges, and shooting shops. Ask permission first, and ask them if you can put the list there, and then do what you can to get these pieces of crap out of office.
That would be such a lovely idea. You know, here's the thing, and this is something I found out last week, Randall. It's not just the guys that are voting. Like in South Carolina, in the Senate, they have rules to such a degree to where the majority of senators could vote for something pro-gun, but one senator can attach his name to a bill out of protest, and that stops the bill dead in its tracks.
I heard that. I heard that on your last week's show, last week's show. You had that senator, that Congress critter that was on your show. I love the guy, by the way. He's the one that put out that bill saying news reporters and the media should register. And the media freaked out over that. It was hilarious.
They sure did. They sure did. But the thing about it, though, is when you're looking at these things, I was talking to somebody from Columbia earlier today, and he was talking about who else was I going to get on in there. And see, right now, until we figure out a method to change these rules, it doesn't matter what we do in the Senate or in one Senate or one House, if they've got rules set up in such a way to, which, you know, this is sort of archaic. I don't see how that can be construed with a republic. It's not even democratic. It's not even democratic because you got one guy can put the kibosh to everything.
Well, here's what you got to do. Usually, most of the pro-gun senators and congress critters don't like stuff like that. So if you follow what I suggest as getting their names distributed everywhere, they won't fall for that. They won't go for that. And that's totally against the will of the people. If they do that, then hopefully they can get a rule change in the Senate, in the Congress, to prevent that crap from happening again.
Right. I agree with you. I don't disagree with what you're saying, but we got to figure out. This has got to be like something stereo. We got to be out there shaming those guys. And with some of these guys, they're not gonna. You know, some of these guys, they don't believe that they have a constituency, Randall. They think they are there because there's the sharpest drawer or sharpest knife in the drawer.
Yeah, we got to boot them out, though. I mean, you know, they think that they're there for their future pensions and whatever, resume enhancement of, I was a congressman, I was a senator. No, people like that, that's not how this country was founded. This country was founded with people who wanted to run for office, hold that office, then go back to their regular lives, not people who want to run for the government position and stay there forever, like half the people, most the people that are in the U.S. Congress and Senate.
Yeah, the whole thing about being a politician and being a legislator has got to be taken back to a part-time, temporary job. That whole thing has got to be taken back to that. They've got to get smaller. They've got to streamline it. They've got to be a little more constitutional. Because it's really now, to me, it's not necessarily about law, but about power.
Exactly.
And the people that wield the power. And, you know, one of the things that I'm waiting to see with Hillary, you know, if Hillary, the FBI is going to recommend they indict her. They can't get away from it now, especially with these 22 emails they can't even release out there. These are all felonies. That there's no doubt about it. It's a felony. They got Petraeus for a lot less. No doubt about it, it's a felony. If Lynch does not allow the DOJ to indict, then the speculation is that Comey, the director of the FBI, and some people within the DOJ who are lifetime staffers that don't go one way or the other are going to resign to shame them. I don't know how that's going to work with Lynch and Obama, but I mean, they don't want that to happen. Obama's working on his legacy right now. He's, you know, he's thinking about his library and all this other stuff. How it comes from and all that other stuff. So in any event, we'll have to figure out I need to get Sean on the show. I'm going to get Sean on the show to talk about how to do that. How about that?
Well, that sounds real good. Sean knows his stuff. He's a guy with tremendous energy. I can't vote for him in the NRA elections yet, but I would if I could. Sean Maloney, Tim Nye, those guys are awesome.
Well, now, Sean Maloney might know. I'm talking about Sean Herron.
Sean Herron. Oh,
yeah.
My God, that guy is a creature.
Yeah. Get a media guy on. Sean Maloney comes on all the time anyway. So that part is a given.
Yeah,
Randall,
he'll be
I'm about
on in 2 days.
Yes, he will. And tomorrow I got you somebody, Bob Owens, BearingArms.com. But thank you for staying on hold.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You very much.
I will hopefully call you again in the next couple of days.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. We will be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All this junk begins tonight. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Nothing else need be said. In 1 hour, in 2.5 hours, the caucusing will begin in Iowa. And for the first time, all of this junk that we've had, all of these lots and lots of debates, lots and lots of talks, all this other stuff, we'll see where Hillary lands. We'll see how bad the Iowans are going to treat her over that one. That'll be interesting. We're going to see where they go with the Republicans and everything else. But on top of this, as all of this begins, they're also exercising their Second Amendment rights with unusual fervor. They believe, as Heinlein did, that an armed society is a polite society. Now, the reason for the spike in gun sales and permit applications is due to the past terrorist-inspired shooting in San Bernardino and to the Obama executive orders on gun control. In some locations in the state, dealers are unable to keep up with demand because the holiday rush has never, ever subsided. They're also having to, they may actually hit a log jam as they go along. They're saying that gun dealers and sheriff's departments around the state say they're seeing an influx in sales and applications for permits. And then there's several gun dealers interviewed by the Des Moines Register that say their sales have been on the rise since the end of November, with store purchases increasing by 10% to 30%. According to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, Iowa has had more firearm background checks conducted in December 2015 than any other month last year. There were 25,941 background checks in December, compared to 7,000 to 17,000 every other month. Some of the people buying guns are telling the employees it's because of both the executive action of Obama on gun control. Others are saying it's because of the terrorist threat, or they want to protect themselves against highly publicized mass shootings. Adding to the influx, the sheriff's department officials across Iowa say is a 2011 state law that let Iowans apply for the first time for a 5-year carry permit, meaning those permits start coming up for renewal this year. In 2011, the state issued 101,518 permits, about double its regular number of applications. Royal Nano Kirchy is the training coordinator at Range Master Shooting Range and Gun Shop in Clive. He estimated his business gun sales increased 10% or 15% in the week after Obama's recent gun control speech. After the San Bernardino mass shooting, sales increased 30%, according to him. So they've been having to staff their store with extra employees since Thanksgiving to keep up with the demand. American Brothers in Arms, a gun shop in Sioux City, has seen a sales increase of 20% to 25%, according to Chase Shaka, the store co-owner. He says, we're running low on guns. We're selling them faster than we can get them. That's just terrible to have a bunch of gun dealers not allowed to sell guns because they're running low. It's good that people are, you know, people that, I would love to know how many of these people are new, first-time buyers. I would love to know who these people are that might be first-time buyers. Simply because that part of it, the new gun owner is great. I love to see a new gun owner in the morning. Something that we all should take joy in, because that's a convert, if you will. That's a convert. No, it's a convert. This is somebody who didn't think they needed to own a gun, and now they think they need to own a gun. And that's, it's never about fear, okay? For me, gun ownership is about It's about self-reliance. It's about taking responsibility. It gives you an option that you didn't have without having one of those. Getting a gun and training with a gun. Now, I'm still waiting for training to take off, though. Still waiting for training to take off. I'm also waiting. I'm also waiting for some ammunition company to figure out that if they would make a really cheap training line of ammo at a price point that is probably somewhere just hovering a little bit above what a hand loader would do, or, you know, a home reloader would do. Somebody selling ammunition at that price point for training and training alone would make a lot of money. Now, they wouldn't make a lot of money per box of ammo, but they would make a lot of money in the long run. And they would fill a niche, because I do not carry ball ammunition for self-defense for a couple of reasons. One of them is that it overpenetrates. Even my Glock 21, where 45 caliber ACP ball ammunition is not bad, I load this with, what is the Inceptor? Who makes the Inceptor? Polycase. So, there's training ammo, and then there's ammo that you carry around, and I train with training ammo. But the new gun owners coming into the system, I just love them. Love them. Before we go to break, did everybody see this thing that came out from abcs.com.co where they were saying there was a executive order signed? There were people that were actually upset because they believed Obama had signed an executive order saying you could only have 3 guns. Did anybody see that? I saw it, and the first thing I thought was spoof, and then I looked at the domain, and I said, definitely spoof. And then I looked at everybody that was reacting to this in a very vociferous manner, and I was like, come on! Surely you're not buying this. I don't like when people go crazy for bogus information. Don't go crazy for bogus information. When we get back, we're going to talk about the ammo myth. We're going to talk about the ammo that the feds buy. Okay? That when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Why does the federal government need all this ammo? That's been answered before, but we're going to answer it again. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4078. Is that right? Am I right about that? Am I right? Yeah. 4048. Maybe I should record that so I don't ever get it wrong again. Anyway, welcome back. That's the number to get in. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. The question has been asked, and it still gets resurrected and recycled from time to time. Every time these guys put out a requisition for ammo. Okay? Now, going back to 2013, looking back at 2013 when they were buying all this ammo, that just happened to fall on a procurement year. Like when the Social Security Administration put out a procurement request for 174,000 rounds of 365 grain 357 SIG 125 grain bonded jacketed hollow point pistol ammunition. This prompted a few on the internet to work themselves into a frenzy. It was suggested that it would not be outlandish that the Social Security Administration is purchasing the bullets as part of a preparation for civil unrest. William Bigelow at Breitbart said something strange is going on. Even Mark Levin was concerned. He said, I know why the government is arming up. It's not because there's going to be an insurrection. It's because our society is unraveling. But that kind of a purchase is in no way an anomaly. A year earlier, the unlikely pair of the Department of Agriculture and the National Weather Service bought 320,000 rounds and 46,000 rounds both, respectfully. They both put out those tenders for ammunition. Then there's a slightly less odd, but still staggering, where the FBI's professed intention to purchase up to 100 million hollow point rounds and the Department of Homeland Security's concurrent request for 450 million rounds, which, by the way, I wonder about those ammunition sales now, because the FBI was buying 40 cal in those days, and they're switching to 9 millimeter, so that means they're going to buy more 9 millimeter very shortly. Department of Homeland Security, they bought 450 million rounds. The Department of Education got in on the weapons buying. They bought, they bought 27 Remington 870s, 12-gauge shotguns. Let's look at some of these things and figure out why they're buying them, shall we? Let's answer the question once and for all. Should we be worried? There's an appeal to this story. There's a lot of people that want there to be a violent encounter here in these United States. Most of them have never trained in the military and don't know what they're really wanting. But there's an appeal to it. And a healthy suspicion of government serves us well, and it serves the United States well. But why are they buying this stuff? There are those that are vexed that the state is stocking up on this stuff, troubled by fears that this might be a step toward the assault on citizens by D.C., despite the fact of the absolute logistical nightmare that would be to start such an enterprise. Whatever the federal government is, I think you're giving them a little too much credit. But you could ask why the Social Security Administration needed any ammunition at all. Are the old Social Security recipients, are they that violent? Coming from Jonathan L. Lasher, the External Relations Department explained that the ammunition is for the 295 agents in the outfit's Office of Inspector General who investigate Social Security fraud and other crimes. Divide the rounds by the number of agents and you get 590 per agent. I'll do that later, Randall. I will do that later. 590 per agent. That's not a training weekend. 590 rounds is not a training weekend. It's not, well, it'd be a light training weekend, but that's nothing. That's nothing. That's going to a range and shooting 10 rounds a week. These are not gunfighters here. Most of those 590 rounds will be expended on the firing range because they don't keep ammunition per se. And they train because they're the government and they don't know how to smartly use your money. They train with the most expensive stuff that they can carry. So that's where a lot of that money goes. Why did the USDA need 320,000 rounds? Because they run the Forest Service. The Forest Service covers 155 national forests and 20 national grasslands. They cover 193 million acres of land. As well as agents in the field, the outfit has a law enforcement unit based in Washington, D.C., whose responsibility it is to enforce federal laws and regulations. When you look at it that way, the 320,000 rounds looks a whole lot less threatening. If they distributed ammunition at the same rate as the Social Security Administration, at that point they have just enough for 542 agents in those two agencies. That's all they have the ammunition for. And that's not bad for an organization that covers an area the size of Pakistan or twice the size of Japan or Germany. It's about scale. 46,000 rounds sounds like a lot for the National Weather Service. It's not that much, really. They only have 63 armed personnel. which brings the purchase out to about 730 rounds per officer. That is not a great threat to the Republic. Once again, you probably shoot that much when you go to a training class. The FBI's and the DHS vast orders are deceptively presented by the conspiracy theorists. It's true that in 2011, they did order 100 million bullets or rounds for its 13,913 special agents. And that works out to 7,187 per agent. And the Department of Homeland Security, which is a composite. They're not one group. They oversee a lot of things. They oversee the Border Patrol. They oversee ICE. They oversee FEMA. They oversee TSA, the Coast Guard, Secret Service, National Protection Protectorate. They oversee all of that. They placed an order for 450 million rounds for its 65,000 armed personnel. That works out to 6,923 per agent. In the real world, though, ammunition is not divided and handed out on such a basis. What is bought is stockpiled and then allocated on the basis of need. The DHS order, there was no 1.5 billion rounds, 880. That's the thing. When they were putting out these feelers for that, at most of these agencies, the ones that really stock a bunch of this, they keep about 100 million rounds. Because that's a lot of rounds. You've heard the ad, 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Anywhere they stockpile this stuff, they've got to watch it too. They don't do all that stuff. We will be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
These hours going by really, really fast. I don't know exactly what to do. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Right, Ben?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I have to see, I'm not really in charge of this show. Ben keeps me on the straight and narrow. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Chicago has never been a sea of tranquility, but they have been having a surge in violence for the last year. So last year, the number of murders rose by 13% over 2014. That was with concealed carry finally allowed. To be sure, there were some high-profile self-defense shootings there that, made a lot of news. But that part of it did not keep the surge of violence. What's happening here is also happening elsewhere, though. Last year, Cleveland suffered a 90% jump in homicides. In Nashville, the increase was 83%. In the 50 biggest U.S. cities, the Washington Post reports, homicides were up by 17% last year, the worst annual change since 1990. Now, over the past quarter century, we have gotten safer overall. The murder rate was more than double what it was in 1991 to 2014. Chicago, which had 943 murders in 1992, was down to 484 last year. But the recent shift raises the specter of violent crime making a comeback. How would this happen? Why would this happen? Guns are still being bought. Guns are still being carried. Why would this happen? Well, FBI Director James Comey sort of put it there. He said there's a chill wind blowing through American law enforcement, which could make officers reluctant to get out of their cars and do the work that controls violent crime. They call this the Ferguson effect. This is where police face greater scrutiny and, This is all in the aftermath of the fatal shooting of Michael Brown in 2014. They should not be hesitant based upon that particular incident, though. Michael Brown being shot was righteous. Michael Brown was trying to kill the police officer that shot him. Analyst Heather McDonald of the Conservative Manhattan Institute in the L.A. Times said officers are backing off proactive policing and criminals are emboldened. It's hardly implausible to think that given the intense spotlight that is shown on cops who have killed unarmed black men, as if unarmed means not dangerous. Yeah, I thought somebody was calling me. You know, that part of it, since that's all begun, they just don't get involved. They just don't get involved. Some officers are beginning to shy away from confrontations. Indeed, they're pulling their gun and running as far away as they can from this person to try to get them to stop. I saw one guy get hit with a very long, lightweight metal pole. And then he sort of got a little more aggressive. I've seen another one run three blocks backwards from a perpetrator with his gun out. The one-year increase is not a trend. The national murder rate rose in 2005-2006, only to head back down afterward. In Chicago, homicide spiked upward in 2008 before falling in each of the next 3 years. Last year's total was lower than the number in 2008. Northeastern University criminologist James Allen Fox has looked at the murder rate in individual cities over time and made a discovery. He said, I found 2-to-1 odds that if it goes up by 20% or more 1 year, it will go down the following year. Fluctuations of the random type are inevitable. That's just the way this thing works. In a period of relatively low crime rates, there's probably also an irreducible minimum, which means that everything else being equal, they are more likely to rise than to fall. But it would be imprudent to ignore what happened in 2015. The numbers cited by those who see a Ferguson effect are not conclusive and could turn around this year. But a 17% change in a year up or down is huge. It is huge. 1 year increase is not a trend, but any lasting upward trend begins with a 1 year increase. In the old days, like the Chicago cop who pumped 16 rounds into Laquan McDonald would have gotten away with it because his lies would have gone undetected. That has, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad he got caught. I mean, there's certain the cops don't need to be autonomous. They need to uphold the law. It doesn't need to be interpreted by them. They need to uphold the law. So when something like Laquan McDonald happens, they need to be detected and they need to be dealt with. What makes some cops wary is the fear of being caught doing things they are not allowed to do. Well, there's two things to it. Two things to being a cop. If you don't want to be caught, if you're saying you're going to do something that you don't need to be doing, don't be a cop by all means. Stop being a cop. Stop being a cop. Now, this little creative thing we've got going on where they do this cherry picking of the video they put out there. No matter what Black Lives Matter will tell you, there's more white perpetrators killed on any given year than black perpetrators. That is a fact. That is a fact. Now, the fact that African Americans, the agitators come out in droves over this, that leads to the Ferguson effect. That gets people out there, you know, they're out there saying, let's sue them, let's take them, let's do this, let's do that. They don't want to do the job. They don't want to do the job. So, here's my thing, and we're going to talk about this with Bob Owens tomorrow. Here's my thing. In Virginia, they voted for Terry McAuliffe, and they had all of this reciprocity rescinded with 25 states. And then McAuliffe found a way to to reverse all of that and just cancel it all out. I know he got a couple of concessions for that, but, you know, nothing really major. I don't think the Republicans should have done it, to be honest with you, because here's what happened in Virginia. What happened in Virginia is they voted for Terry McAuliffe. And there's some of you in Virginia that would take umbrage at that, at me saying, you got what you deserved. But I would like to know, what was the turnout in Virginia? The voter turnout for the election that elected Terry McAuliffe governor. What was the turnout for that? What was the percentage of voters that could vote? And if you get out there and you say it's, you know, 93% or 100%, then I'm sitting back and saying, well, okay, maybe that's the wrong tack for me to take. But if it's out there and you're saying it's 35% or 31% or 40%, that means the majority of you stayed home and you got what you deserved. This is why I vote in everything. But, you know, that's just me. That's just me. So, the Ferguson effect. In Baltimore, they're really having the Ferguson effect. A lot of the people that didn't want the cops in their neighborhood, now, you know what they want? They like to see some cops in the neighborhood because it's not good to be left to yourself in a gun-free zone. Final hour coming up. We'll be right back. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.